Once you decide what you want, and you decide that you're going to go and do what it takes to get what you want, you need to take the next step immediately. Now, most people think that the next step after you decide what you want is to make a plan for how you're going to get what you want. This is wrong. Oh, don't misunderstand. You will need a plan, but now is not the time for planning. Planning at this point will slow you down at best, and at worst, it will completely throw you off track. Now, raise your hand if you're like me and you have notebooks in a drawer with amazing plans for stuff that you never did. Now is not the time to plan. Now is the time for action. Hello and welcome to Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner and a mindset coach. And this place, the Monday Morning Mindset, I share ideas and tools that will help you develop a strong mindset because it is your mindset that will determine what kind of success you have, whatever you do, whether you're running ultramarathons or just living your life. And developing a strong mindset is a skill that you can learn. The number one most important thing you can do when you decide what you want and you decide that you will do what it takes to get what you want, the number one most important thing to do after that is to start. Start immediately. You don't have to know how you're going to do it. You don't have to know how to overcome all the obstacles you're going to face. You don't have to go research Google and YouTube to figure out more information. What you do have to do is start. Take the first intentional step right toward your goal, and it doesn't even matter if you're headed in the right direction. What matters is that you start immediately. You see, what happens is your mind will begin to fight against you if you wait too long to get started. There's a reason for this. Your mind and your body love to stay in the comfort zone. You've probably experienced this with other things in your life, and most of the time we don't pay attention to what's going on, but your mind and body actually want to keep you the way you are. And they will conspire once you decide if you're going to do something, if you decide something you really want and you decide you're going to go get it, your mind and body will start to conspire to keep you where you're at because, like I said, they love to be in the comfort zone. In fact, there's a part of your brain, that will send a fear alert to you anytime you try something new. Even little things like driving a different way to work or trying something other than your usual off the menu. Your brain will work to keep you doing the same thing over and over and over. And if you try to break that pattern, it will alert you and cause you to have some sort of fear. You probably already know how hard it is to change a habit that you don't want anymore. Even those habits that you know aren't good for you, like smoking, overeating, drinking too much, even those what we call bad habits, your brain and body will conspire to keep you from changing your bad habits. And your conscious mind knows this isn't something that's really healthy, but your brain and your body will work to keep you in that habit, even though you are trying to change it. You see, the longer you spend planning, if you decide you're going to change something, if you decide you're going to go after what you want, the longer you spend planning and getting your ducks in the row, the less likely you are to start at all. When you make a strong decision, when you make a decision, I'm going to do this, your mind knows that trying to stop you by opposing you head on isn't going to work because, you know, after all, you've made the decision. You've said, this is what I'm going to do. And your mind, if your mind opposed you, you would settle into this argument and get determined to go off and do that thing. What happens is your mind goes, okay, that's fine. Let's go off and do something else that's kind of like what you want to do, but and make you feel that way, feel like you're working on it, but it's not actually getting you where you want to go. Your mind will sidetrack you instead of oppose you. Your mind will tell you things like, oh, let's make a plan. Let's go and make a terribly, incredibly detailed plan for how you can get what you want. if you're an entrepreneur or going to start a business, entrepreneurs get stuck designing their logo or hiring a branding consultant, printing business cards, or if you want to do something that you think you need more education. Your mind is going to distract you with all kinds of things like this, and it will feel like you're working to get towards your goal, but you're actually just spinning your wheels. Ask me how I know this. This has happened to me over and over and over. It's important to immediately take a small step toward your goal, and that's not designing a logo or making a plan. That is not actually getting you towards your goal. Take an immediate step, a small step, that is headed towards your goal. And it doesn't matter if you're even going the wrong direction. You can correct that later. I'll give you an example of how I made this work for me. In September of 2017, I decided that I was going to run a 50-mile trail race the following September. I made the decision, and the next day, I went out and ran a mile on the trail. Now, I was wearing old street shoes. They were the old street running shoes. They weren't even good running shoes. I think they were almost worn out. I hadn't run in 30 years. I'd never run on trails before, and I had no idea how to train to run for a 50-mile trail race. But I knew that I had to put this principle to work. I knew that I had to start immediately. I knew that if I tried to figure out how to get it done and put it off and tried to get the right gear, you know, how many times have I spent money on gear for something that I thought I wanted to do and then ended up that I didn't do it because buying the gear was the thing that distracted me? It's happened to me over and over. So I knew that I had to start immediately. I knew that if I started immediately that I would figure out how to get it done as I went. And that decision to start changed my life. I met hundreds of amazing people, and that decision is what led to me starting this podcast where I get to talk about an ultramarathon mindset and how that can help you get out of your rut and moving toward an epic life. None of this would have happened if I didn't go out and start once I made that decision. That's an example of why it is important to start, even if you don't know the full end. If you don't have a plan, start moving towards your goal. Once you decide what you want, start. Don't wait. Get moving. Once you're moving, you can adjust your direction. You can adjust and correct, but it's important to move first. You have to start moving. You have to start. That's the most important thing you can do once you decide what you want. So if you're feeling resistance in this, if you're in a place where you're either trying to figure out what you want or just trying how to get started or what to do, go to ultramindsetpodcast.run, book a free 25-minute mindset reset consultation. I will help you get started toward your epic life. Thanks again for listening. I will see you next time.